Is your assurance with God rooted in personal trust in Jesus, or are you relying on family tradition and someone else's spiritual life to deliver you? Your mama's faith ain't going to save you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And today is Old Testament Tuesday. One of my favorite days because we jump back into the Old Testament. We're looking and working through the book of Ezekiel. If you enjoy these daily devotions, especially Old Testament Tuesday, I want to encourage you, subscribe to this channel. It really does help us. Share the channel, share this video. We are working at making sure that the word of God goes out into the public square so we can change hearts, change policy, change direction as a state. And the more that we can get God's word out, the better odds we have of seeing lives changed and transformed. You can comment, you can share, you can subscribe, and or if you're in that Washington Defender app, which we hope you are, you can download Washington Defender in the Google Play or Apple App Store. And we would love for you to be a part of sharing this word in those areas as well. Finally, if you are a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, I want to say thank you. Your generosity helps us keep these type of things coming out where we can truly help those around us learn God's word together. So we're in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 12, and down to the end of the chapter. We didn't quite make it all the way through. Last time we talked about idols of the heart. And this time we're going to talk about your own righteousness. It says, then the word of the Lord came to me. So remember, verse 1 said something about the elders were sitting in front of Ezekiel, and he talked to them about the idols of their heart. Those are the things that we judge and we punish others to get our own way. We're willing to sin in order to get it. Now he's going to say another message. He says, son of man, if a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness. So the first thing you need to get from this is a country can be unfaithful to God Almighty. So for those of you who say, hey, you know, countries are secular, countries are to not have any religious overtones, that kind of thing. Well, I just want to point out in the Word of God, it says that countries can be unfaithful to God Almighty. So it'd be a double standard by God to say, hey, countries can be unfaithful, but don't have anything about faithfulness in the country. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, anyway. So, son of man, if a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hand against it to destroy its supply of bread. In other words, part of our faithfulness is tied to God's provision over us as a country. If I send famine against it and cut off from it both man and beast, even though these three men, Noah, a righteous man, Daniel, a righteous man, and Job, a righteous man, were in its midst. Their own righteousness, they could only deliver themselves, declares the Lord God. So this is powerful because this is speaking to Ezekiel's day. They're in exile. You know, Ezekiel is out of Jerusalem right now, he's up in Babylon area, and Jeremiah's in Jerusalem, Daniel's in Babylon. And he's saying, listen, you have to have a personal relationship with God Almighty, and he has to personally make you righteous if you want to be delivered from the famine, from the cutoff, because a country as a whole sins. He says, even though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in its midst, by their own righteousness, they could only deliver themselves. That is a foreign concept to a certain degree to our older brother, the Jews. That is a concept that we don't get. Now, as individualistic as we are in the United States, it's very easy for us to understand this. But remember, the Jewish nation of Israel will only be saved by Jesus Christ, and it will be done individually. If I were to cause wild beasts to pass through the land and they depopulated it and it became desolate so that no one would pass through it because of the beast, though these three men were in the midst as I live, declares the Lord, they could not deliver either their sons or their daughters. They alone would be delivered, but the country would be desolate. So we learn another thing is, if you walk in righteousness of God, and that So we're clear. It only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ that he's imputed upon you, not through self-righteousness. That God's wrath is not going to come upon you. You may see the repercussions and you may see the effects of other people's sin in your country, but the only ones that are going to be delivered are those who have a personal relationship with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Or if I should bring a sword on that country and say, let the sword pass through the country and cut off man and beast from it. Even though these three men were in the midst, who are they? Daniel. Oh, let me go back. I kind of forgot. Noah and Job. Even those three men were in their midst. It's as I live, declares the Lord, they could not deliver either their sons or their daughters, but they alone would be delivered. This is a huge argument for your mama's faith ain't going to save you. You're not saved because your mom or your dad walk in righteousness with God Almighty. You are saved because you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ and he has imputed his righteousness onto you and into you and transformed you from the inside out. Or if I should send a plague against the country and pour out my wrath and blood on it to cut off man and beast from it, even though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in its midst, as I live, declares the Lord, they could not deliver either their son or their daughter. They would deliver only themselves by their righteousness. Isn't that powerful? Like to really recognize that the only deliverance that you can have by God Almighty is your personal walk with God. My hope is so deep that you have a personal walk with God. You know, that it's not just head knowledge, but really that your heart has been transformed from the idols of your heart to worshiping only one, the true living God, God Almighty. And the only way you can do that is through Jesus Christ, his son. He was born of a Virgin Mary. He was raised sinless. He was 100% God and 100% man. And he died on that cross for our sins. And he rose again. He conquered sin and death through his resurrection. For thus says the Lord God, how much more when I send my four severe judgments against Jerusalem, sword, famine, wild beast, and plague to cut off man and beast from it. Yet behold, survivors will be left in it who will be brought out, both sons and daughters. Behold, they are going to come forth to you and you will see their conduct and actions. Then you'll be comforted for the calamity which I have brought against Jerusalem, for everything which I have brought upon it. So there isn't a collective righteousness that can take place here. Now, as soon as I say that, there's going to be some say, see, I told you, Israel isn't God's chosen people anymore. You're missing the point. In God's kingdom and economy, there's always a remnant involved. He always has, you know, we read in Ezekiel chapter, 4 or 5, with the hair, he has a third, a remnant. We read in Romans chapter 11, there's a remnant. There's always a certain amount of people who are going to have faith, who are going to believe God at his word, who are going to walk in righteousness, and that nation of Israel, that covenant to that Jewish people, will stand. You kind of have to understand the whole book of Ezekiel to understand the restoration promises. The last chapters are so important to understand that God Almighty will be delivering his people. It's so powerful. My hope is that our older brother, the Jews, will turn to the living God, that we would live in such a way that they would become jealous of our walk with God and come and hear of the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Then they will comfort you when you see their conduct and actions, for you will know that I have done in vain whatever I do to it, declares the Lord. For you will know that I have not done in vain whatever I did to it, declares the Lord God. So he's not doing this for vain reasons. He's doing this to bring his people to repentance. Are you living in repentance? So what's our public square application? As you go into the public square today, you're going to come across people who will say, well, yeah, my grandma was a Christian, or my dad's a Christian, or yeah, I was raised in the church. Yeah, I know about that. And you need to have firmly planted within your heart that those people need a savior, Jesus Christ. So if you're talking to someone today and they say, yeah, I'm saved because I'm Catholic, or I'm saved because I'm Protestant, or I'm a Assemblies of God, or I'm a Baptist, or I'm a whatever. This type of scripture points us in the direction to know that you're not saved because of any of that. You're saved because of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, who rose again that you may have eternal life. And that is where your salvation is and will be. And no matter how you express that Christian view, in other words, what fellowship you may be a part of, it doesn't save you. My daughter has this little video that talks about, just because I sit inside of a garage doesn't make me a car. And likewise, if I sit inside of a church, doesn't make me a Christian. It's faith in Jesus Christ. Will you spread the good news today? He died, he was buried, he rose, and he appeared. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray as we go out into the public square today that you'd open our eyes, that we would be attentive to the language that says, my mama's faith saves me, and that we would share the gospel with those people, that it's not through their relatives, other people's righteousness, it's through the righteousness that you have imputed upon our lives through the blood of Jesus Christ. Go before us today. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to love those around us, and to share the good news. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.